Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
8 days after the death of George Floyd, while in Minneapolis police custody, protests last night in cities around the country stayed largely peaceful. This is the sound of protesters outside Trump Tower in New York City last evening. There were stricter curfews in many cities and still less rioting than in previous nights. President Trump says he will move this year's GOP convention from Charlotte, North Carolina to another venue where a normal full-capacity convention can be held. That after North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper said again last night that he can't guarantee the August event plan for Charlotte would be at full capacity because of the coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Joe Biden, the big winner in primaries held in 7 states yesterday. He's now just 100 delegates short of officially winning the Democratic nomination. The U.S. Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, says violent protests in response to George Floyd's death are pushing the U.S. further and further away from progress.
This selfish violence takes us farther away from any national healing or forward progress. It does not bring positive change any closer. It simply pushes it farther away.
McConnell speaking at a Senate session yesterday, addressing the long Congress to-do list, which addresses not just the violent nationwide protests, but also working on the CARES Act and reopening the United States after the coronavirus pandemic. He says there is plenty of work to do, and they still have items on the agenda from long before the pandemic began. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
A former Defense Department official resigning from an advisory committee after the forcible removal of protesters from in front of the White House on Monday evening. James Miller resigning his position on the Defense Science Board. His letter of resignation is published in the Washington Post, in which he blames Defense Secretary Mark Esper of violating his oath by backing the use of rubber bullets and flashbangs on peaceful protesters. Miller did serve as the Undersecretary of Defense for policy from 2012 to 2014. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the United States is on track to get a couple hundred million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine by early 2021. The nation's top infectious disease specialist making the revelation yesterday during a virtual Q&A with the Journal of the American Medical Association. He added by mid-summer of this year, the possible formula is expected to be tested on nearly 30,000 volunteers between ages 18 and 55. Volunteers include people over that age bracket as well with underlying health conditions. And a father-to-be taking heat on the internet for wanting to name his baby Cube, as in Rubik's Cube. He's said to be a math genius. It would be great, and he thought it would be cute to reference that in his name. But the wife says she'd rather call her son anything than what he's suggesting. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live. Hey, welcome back to Hour 2. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we find ourselves at the crossroads of two pandemics. Think about it. And we were once asked, so what sort of government have we created? Just as then, Benjamin Franklin answers, rings true again, a republic, if you can keep it. David Thomas Roberts returns to the show. He is the author of the book, The Death of Liberty, The Socialist Destruction of America's Freedoms Using the Income Tax. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, what crazy times we live in, but glad to be back with you.
Well, here it is. It's in the crosshairs. I mean, you know, who would have thought? I mean, the book that you wrote, The Death of Liberty, one of the questions you asked, is this still America? Even though President Trump stated that America will never be a socialist country, you said it already is.
Well, if you look at the Democrats with their, I'll call them riots because they're long past protests.
Right.
And the Democrats have embraced Antifa, anarchy, anarchist. And, you know, we've let them go on for so long. If you go back to Berkeley, if you go back to Portland, and you really go back to Occupy, because that was the that was the genesis of this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have the intelligence community, which is the most corrupt piece of American government that there is. And you're seeing that with all the Trump hoaxes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're spying on American citizens. Why aren't they doing their job for a domestic terror organization like Antifa, which they are?
And they can't even identify them correctly. You know, thank you very much. Complicit with that is the mainstream media. You know, they identify them as white supremacists.
Yeah. I mean, talk about trying to change the narrative. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you just go out there and put out a bold-faced lie that these are – and did you see any white supremacists in these groups looting and – And, I mean, usually white supremacists are pretty easy to tell. They've got, they're very easy to identify. Mm-hmm. And actually, to be honest with you, it's pretty easy to identify the Antifa members. They're all dressed in black. Mm-hmm. They've got the Guy Fawkes mask on. They've got the Antifa symbol somewhere on their clothes. But, I mean, they're not hard to identify either.
Right. And they're going to where stacks of bricks are laid out, and they know exactly where those bricks are at, so they can grab them. I mean, this is so obvious. But you see, this is how America is being duped, David. And as you say, you know, socialism has been here for a long time. I mean, to such a degree that you have an attorney general there in Minnesota, Keith Ellison, holding up the Antifa handbook as if he is endorsing it. And then you find out, I think today, maybe yesterday it was announced, his son came out and said, you know, pick no bones about it. I endorse Antifa. Then you've got the daughter of a mayor of New York and another relative. I'm not sure where the other one was, if it was the governor's relative or something like that, participating and supporting Antifa. I mean, well, it is amongst us. Right.
Well, if you go to the Southern Poverty Law Center's website yesterday, and it's still there, I checked again this morning, there's a huge article written on there. It's the main article on the Southern Poverty Law Center's about Trump designating Antifa as a domestic terror organization and the reasons not to do it, and why the Southern Poverty Law Center supports Antifa. I mean, this is, we're living in a bizarre world here. It's really unbelievable.
Well, it really is. And of course, everything, you know, whatever Trump does, they have to be antagonists to the point. I mean, he goes to that iconic church, you know, to basically, you know, put a line in the sand, if you want to say it, or to plant the flag, the American flag there, and understanding that religion and the practice of free religion is endemic to our society, and letting those anarchists know that they are not going to tear down our religious churches, nor are they going to tear down the belief that we have and the practice of freedom of religion.
Well, I tell you, when I saw the fire in the church, and I've been in that church several times, that church is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I just had this terrible feeling in the pit of my stomach. And thankfully, they were able to move them out, get in there, and put the fire out. But, you know, what in the world is wrong with these Democratic mayors in these cities? You know, I'm a Tea Party guy through and through. Early on in the Tea Party, when we were going to do a march or if we were going to do a protest as a Tea Party back for Obamacare, we had to go get permits. And we were designated to go into a certain area, and that's the only area we were allowed.
And you guys cleaned up afterwards, you know?
Cleaned up afterwards, right? And if anybody got out of line, we fixed our own, okay?
Yes.
And that was rare, but if anybody got out of line, we fixed our own.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the D.C. mayor lets this thing happen two blocks from the White House, and it's terrible. You know, look at all these Democratic-led cities where this is out of control, where they won't use the right, you know, I knew as soon as they abandoned that precinct in Minneapolis.
Oh,
that was the signal that they're going to do whatever they want to do.
Well, it shades in memories of what happened in Baltimore. If you recall, the mayor said, oh, let them riot, stand down, told the police to stand down. And in a sense, not in exactly those words, but that's what is happening and is what's being said, you know, to police officers. And then here we are, you know, we're seeing what's going on. I mean, kind of, you know, I think it's quite ironic that here they are revolting, you know, and protesting the death of one black man, but meanwhile we've got black Americans killed in riots across American city. I mean, stellar people trying to stop the looting. A black guy, he's killed. A 70 plus year old former police chief, he shouldn't have been out there, I mean, but he was there because that's his heart and his wiring. 77 years old, and he's a retired St. Louis, Missouri police captain, shot and killed. Black. So you got,
well, these guys are just thugs, and the Democrats are honestly, they're loving this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have this chaos that's on every television screen in America, from every broadcasting from every network, and you know, if you look at some of the facts, there was nine black citizens killed in last year unarmed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, from over 10 million arrests, there was 19 white unarmed citizens killed. Okay, now I don't know the facts of each one of those cases. I don't know, but you're talking about a infinitesimal, tiny percentage, and there's nobody with this George Floyd that was disputing that this was not a good thing, and everybody has condemned it.
Exactly.
Where's the outrage? I mean, I understand, people want to protest. That's fine. But what this type of outrage over somebody, everybody's agreed. They've actually arrested him, and they're going to prosecute him for murder. So what is the outrage?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's combined with a lot of things, and that is we've never healed the problem before. This has just been one of those festering wounds that has just not gone deep enough. And, of course, the owner, which I thought was interesting, and was the founder of BET, said, well, if you want to get rid of this problem, then reparations, $14 trillion will do it.
Yeah, I read
America, America being held up for ransom here. This is what this is all about. We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from David after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Values, faith,
service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
According to Congressman Dan Crenshaw, it's what needs to exist in our society. There is a cry for values and a cry for those noble things of our humanity. That's what this is all about. I mean, this is really a binary choice, ladies and gentlemen. Do not mistake this. I mean, there's a lot of emotion, a lot of noise out there, and it's easy, I would say, David Thomas Roberts, it's easy to get caught up in this emotion and get confused. That's what chaos does. But if you don't take a pause. And again, I reference Dan Crenshaw. He's written a great book out right now called Fortitude. Highly recommend it. And a lot of what he shares with us is things that he learned as a SEAL and in combat. And, you know, we know so much about his heroism and his incredible story that, you know, almost cost him, you know, both eyes. He lost one eye in the process and, you know, was severely injured. And what he had to go through to recuperate is just incredible. But there's a lot of lessons there and lessons that I believe that every one of our kids, every American should read. And one of the points that they talk about when they're on combat is that you have to first be still. You know, just calm down, be still, assess the situation. If you get caught up in the emotion, which a lot of people are doing, you're going to make wrong choices. You're going to get yourself in trouble, or you're going to come back afterwards if you have any kind of conscience whatsoever and say, gosh, what a knucklehead. How did I buy into that? How did I get duped? And this is what's happening. I mean, people are getting duped, like that ESPN writer. I don't know if you saw that tweet where, you know, first of all, burn him down, burn it down, burn it down. And then a couple hours later, he goes, send in the police, because he goes, they're storming the gates of our community and they're going to, you know, they're destroying our property. We want the police. He's just like, oh, you're such an idiot, you know. And he tried to, you know, get that first tweet deleted. It didn't happen. But I mean, you know, he's an example. It's not a one off. He's an example of so many, you know, these elites and celebrities that you know, think, yeah, it's okay until all of a sudden they're in your neighborhood. And as you mentioned earlier, these Antifas, these anarchists, they could care if you're black or white or pink. They could care less. You're in their way of their mission. And their mission is, hey, look, we're going to destroy, we're going to kill everything in our way right now because we are here to destabilize the status quo of America, the American way of life, you know, forget about socialism. Socialism is nothing. They want to blow up the whole works and turn this into a totalitarian run America.
It is, and they're using racism to do it. And in fact, my son, I'm going to borrow his quote for that. He's also an author, and he told me yesterday, he says, you know, that the demand for racism out exceeds the supply. So what you see,
good point.
Yeah, what you see today is everything somehow is related to some kind of form of racism. Mm-hmm. And it's gotten to the point where you'd be better off being identified as a terrorist than a racist. Mm-hmm. And our politicians are running from, even the Republicans. I mean, you really haven't heard the conservative Republicans with the outcry over this, like we should be hearing, because they're afraid to touch this subject. Because any criticism of the riots can be perceived as a criticism against what happened to George Floyd, and a criticism in them identified as racist, and they won't touch it. So you got people staying silent. You have the Democrats that are encouraging Antifa and are really talking about the mass casualties that are happening from the riots and the loss of businesses, and this is just the price we have to pay for white privilege and for the systemic racism that exists in America. So it's really out of control. And it really goes back. This all goes back to the original Black Panther Party, the Black Liberation, Assata Shakur, which most people, I'm sure, that listen to your show probably don't even know who she is. Mm-hmm. But she was the one that was convicted of murder back in the early 70s of a state trooper in New Jersey who went to life in prison and then escaped and ended up in Cuba.
Exactly.
And
right.
And Cuba given her asylum in Cuba, and so Obama opens up a dialogue back with Cuba, but doesn't make the return of her the extradition of Shakur, who's a murderer of a New Jersey state trooper. And so she's still over there doing her writings, and she's been a big influence on the Black Lives Matters. And if you go back, you have to go way back to see where this all started.
Yes.
And tie this to Occupy and all these other things that are happening. But the government needs to get involved in infiltrating Antifa and ending it.
Mm. Well, I will say this in all fairness. I've heard conservatives, you know, come out. The mainstream media is not giving them space. I mean, there's one outlet, you know, and even then it's questionable because they're not like they used to be, which was Fox, in terms of an outlet for conservative voices.
Right.
They're very, very political. I mean, some of the statements that are made where there's no refutation against it, they just allow people to come in and make, you know, statements. You go, wait, what? That's not even true. And you got to challenge that. Why are you turning into a softball entity, you know, for liberals and progressives? And sadly, this is what's happening. But I would say that there is a concerted effort, whether it is, Google and Twitter and all that sort of thing. And this is why the outrage by the president recently with what, Twitter decided to do to flag something. And then there was a YouTube video from some doctors out of Bakersfield saying, look, the numbers don't add up. And YouTube decided to take it down and delete the posting because they said it didn't agree with the WHO. So all of a sudden the WHO, which gave us all the false information going into this pandemic, they are the standard of our country. They're the adjudicate of our country. I mean, this is what it's come down to.
Well, Bill, how funny is it, or I should say how sad actually is it, that this morning I was looking to see if I could find any new numbers on the China virus, and you can't find any. Of course, all of these governors and these city leaders who said that we need to stay home and that, you know, we're going to go arrest the barber. But then again, these rioters who are not practicing social distancing, I haven't heard anybody on the left complain about the spread of the virus through the protests and through the riots.
Right.
Nothing. I mean, you hear nothing on this. And all of a sudden, that's gone away.
Yeah, and then all these rioters that are arrested in New York, they're released because of the new bail law instituted by the state of New York. I mean, this is insane. You've got to keep these people locked up. Oh, no, we can only do it because this new bail law. It's like, oh, wait a minute, you can't exercise some emergency powers considering the circumstances and keep these knuckleheads in jail. Oh, no, we'll just let them back on the street again to, you know, light up and pillage more buildings in your city. How much sense does that make?
Exactly. Yeah, and they let them right back out. And, you know, if I'm a business owner, and I am, I have multiple businesses, but I have a business owner and I've got a storefront, and I'm getting attacked, I'm very nervous about my libertarian streak in me about putting troops, you know, military troops on streets. But I'm telling you, if I'm a business and the city's not protecting me and you know, I've got 100 people out there trying to break into my store, I want the military there.
Right. Well, you know, it's like some of these businesses. You see the videos. I think one was maybe a smoke shop of some sort. And they came in. Well, the rioters, the anarchists, were surprised by the two owners who had guns. And so as quick as they came in, you see them escaping. And but they were able to control, you know, maybe about a dozen or so anarchists with the guns that they had. They didn't shoot, you know, thank God, but they chased him away. But there were so many others that you saw. I mean, I saw a husband and wife where the wife was beat to holy what have you, and the husband's
2x4.
Yes. And, I mean, she's knocked to the ground. I mean, and I think it was a gal. My wife said, that's a woman that hit her. And I said, oh, my God. I go, man, she just roundhoused her and took her down, and they beat her with a 2x4. And, I mean, you know, this kind of stuff. So that's why I say it's not a race issue. This is about power and control that Lindsey Graham, you know, declared during the Kavanaugh hearings. And he targeted to the Democrats, which are the, you know, they're the holders. of all this anarchy that's coming up. And like you say, they're quiet, but Republicans, conservative voices, have got to find a way to speak out in spite of you know, the media that's holding back on them. David Thomas Roberts has been with us. Get his book, The Death of Liberty. Thank you, David.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
8 days after the death of George Floyd while in Minneapolis police custody, protests last night in cities around the country stayed largely peaceful. This is the sound of protesters outside Trump Tower in New York City last evening. There were stricter curfews in many cities and still less rioting than in previous nights. President Trump says he will move this year's GOP convention from Charlotte, North Carolina, to another venue where a normal full-capacity convention can be held. That after North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper said again last night that he can't guarantee the August event plan for Charlotte would be at full capacity because of the coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Just like that, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Jordan Goodman. Yes, the world-famous America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance, all the good stuff that is happening. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, what is going on? You know, it's like the tale of two cities here between Wall Street and Main Street. Is there a disconnect between these two systems?
Complete disconnect. Wall Street has been soaring since the March lows on several things, and Wall Street and Main Street continues to fall in various ways, but Wall Street is going up for several reasons. First of all, there is some hope. There are various vaccines in early stage trials that seem to be successful, and they look in the future, and if we get a vaccine, can get this thing under control, that would be good. Even though it's several months, if not a year or so away, that's giving them hope. You've got to remember, the Fed Reserve has been pouring money into the economy, and particularly the markets, $3 trillion and even more. And so they were saying, never fight the Fed. And so that's clearly part of it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the economy is reopening in various places. And there's hope that we'll get back, not immediately, but Wall Street is basically discounting all the negative numbers you're going to see on unemployment and earnings and bank bankruptcies and all that. And another thing is that oil prices are up sharply, Bill. Oil was $10 a barrel a month ago. Now it's like $35 a barrel. Remember, it recently went to minus $37 a barrel?
Exactly.
So it's gone from minus $37 to plus $37 a barrel.
So what happened?
Well, supply got tighter. I mean, a lot of oil rigs were closed down, so there was less supply. Finally, there was some discipline on the part of OPEC. Russia and Saudi Arabia kind of patched over their differences. So the supply got under more control, and as things reopen around the world, there's going to be more demand for cars and airplanes. It's still low, but again, the market always looks forward, and it's saying with oil at 35 that you know, it's still going to be a gradual rebuild. So all of those are considered positive factors. So that's Wall Street. And then Main Street is the opposite. I mean, we have continued unemployment gaining 2 and 3 million every week. We're up to over 38 million people have been laid off in the last 10 weeks, basically. We've got bankruptcies, about a lot of small businesses. A lot of individuals are running out of money left and right. Food banks are overwhelmed. I could go through all the list of things.
Yeah. Well, Jordan, is there any
tremendous disconnect, you know?
Is there any calculation as to all those jobs that right now are in the unemployment line? How many of those jobs do we lose? Do we lose 10, 15, 20% of those jobs altogether?
Because there was a Stanford University economist who did an analysis, and he said 42% of the jobs being lost now will never come back.
42%? Wow. Wow. How did he come up with that number? Do you recall?
You have very detailed analysis on it, and in many cases, employers are finding out, well, maybe we don't need to have all these people in an office. We're working just fine from home, and maybe we can cut a lot of costs. So, you know, they don't have to hire these people back.
Right.
If their business runs without having all these central places and people working from home, maybe they can save themselves a lot of money. So who knows what the real number is, but that was a detailed study.
Wow, that's huge. Not to mention, not only are businesses finding out of, you know, how to work out of home, this is the new discovery as a result of COVID, but you got businesses going out altogether. And what kind of number are we going to lose there?
I've been seeing over 50% of all small businesses will never reopen again.
That's
over
brutal.
50%. It is brutal.
Yeah, and the thing is how many of those did we, you know, support, give them money, you know, to hopefully get them through this period of time? I mean, I guess that's going to be, you know, some
that's
of the
not
posts.
Not that many. When you get down to it, Bill, there's about 1.5 million businesses got the Paycheck Protection Program, small businesses,
right.
And there's about 30 million small businesses in America. So in the scheme of things, a relatively small number of companies actually ended up getting money.
Okay. Well, that's good that you put it in perspective. I thought it was interesting, according to a former Obama econ official, boy, he is just absolutely shocked the skulls out of the Dems and telling them that their worst nightmare is about to come true. And that is in terms of the recovery. He is projecting that there's going to be a sharper recovery, maybe not necessarily a hockey stick recovery that Donald Trump has been promoting, but certainly not a gradual, slow regrowth that the Democrats are projecting. And they didn't like that report.
No, correct. I mean, they're looking for a weak economy going into the election. And this is what is going to be the only issue on the election is how the whole coronavirus situation has been handled and what's going to go forward into the future. I mean, every state's on their own. Some states are opening relatively rapidly. Mm-hmm. Some are opening very, very slowly. Some almost none at all. And we're having different reactions. Some states seem to be doing okay. Some states, like Alabama and Arkansas and Tennessee, are having spikes again. So it's a complete patchwork as to what's going on in the country on reopening.
Well, yeah, interesting. Remember how they attacked Governor Kemp? And he was, as we talked about, remember, he was the canary in the coal mine, the first one to open up, and they got on him, and they're finding out that, you know, Georgia's been doing fairly well in their recovery.
Georgia has been doing fairly well. It depends on what activity is. I mean, over Memorial Day weekend, I think it was Lake of the Ozarks, you had crowds.
What a disaster.
No masks, you know, just as though nothing had happened. Mm-hmm. You know there's going to be a big spike coming out of that. So it really depends on behavior as to how we come back.
Well, without a doubt. And, you know, I think it's going to be a tough analysis. And, of course, politics being what it is already, you know, there's been attacks on Trump and polling saying that, you know, more than half of America believes that Joe Biden would have handled the coronavirus better than Donald Trump. But when you look back historically and you saw what he and Barack Obama did in 2014, what were they, about 6 months behind? In dealing with a pandemic. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, I don't know. But, of course, the mainstream media doesn't want to hear about that. And, you know, it's going to be up to the people. And maybe the people are just aren't, you know, just like they did in 2016, Jordan. They, you know, we got enough contention in this world. And maybe they just don't want to, you know, they just want to get into another argument with somebody that feels differently. It's like, okay, if that's the way you feel, that's fine. And then, you know, somehow the pollsters assume that because they didn't argue with them, that they agree with them.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I think in 2016, a lot of people who were going to vote for Trump did not say that to the pollsters, but when they got in the voting booth, they actually did. So we'll see if that happens again.
And then, oh, by the way, there's China, right?
Well, there is, and this is really serious, Bill.
Yes, I know.
China made some very aggressive moves at their party meeting over Hong Kong, basically going over the Hong Kong legislature and saying, we are going to restrict all kinds of rules and, you know, we don't want all this rioting and protest anymore. And that immediately caused a lot of rioting and protest because they're not going to go quietly in Hong Kong.
Right.
Very aggressive move. And, you know, we said a few things, but it doesn't seem as though we're able or willing to get into a war to stop them from taking over Hong Kong. So
exactly.
This is completely illegal. I mean, back in 1997, they promised in writing 50 years of autonomy, as they call it, one country, two systems in Hong Kong, and they're completely going back on their word and trying to take it over right now. And this is not only us, but the rest of the world, Europe and so on. I mean, what I'm afraid of, Bill, is that the communist troops are going to go in, there'll be a lot of protests, and they're going to mow them down, just as they did at Tiananmen.
Exactly. One more time. Yeah, no, this is setting up for a bad deal. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, shades and remnants of what happened in World War II with Japan and Germany and how they were backed into a corner. But, you know, this time around, China has a nuclear bomb, last time I checked.
They've got a very strong military. They've been being very aggressive. They're sending their aircraft carriers out, claiming the South China Sea and ramming other people's boats. They're just being very, very aggressive. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are not over it, but a lot further, you know, out of the coronavirus scare, which they started in the first place, mm-hmm. compared to the rest of the world. And they're using politically, economically, and militarily, they're really flexing their muscles. And this Hong Kong situation, I don't think it's going to end well, but I don't think we're going to send in troops to defend the Hong Kong protesters, though.
Well, it requires
taking over.
Jordan Goodman, we got to leave it there. How can people be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I've got all kinds of resources. I get emails from you folks all the time, Bill, and always glad to help them with whatever financial questions they've got in these kind of tricky times.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Churches around the world are experiencing social distancing measures due to COVID-19, and worship centers in Zimbabwe are no different. Many Zimbabwean pastors face a great disadvantage because they do not have the technology or the expertise to broadcast virtual services or recorded sermons. But the Tide Ministry is helping to provide a path for pastors to reach their congregations while they're unable to meet. The Tide partners in Zimbabwe are working with pastors who do not have the means means to video or broadcast church services by having them phone into the studio to record sermons and prayers, which are then broadcast to their parishioners and an even wider audience at a time when the hope of Christ is desperately needed.
For more information about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is helping pastors in Zimbabwe to connect with their parishioners while also reaching new listeners, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we're going to be talking about this new movie coming up just in time for Father's Day. The name of it is Selfie Dad. It's a lighthearted family film about one dad shaking off a midlife crisis and reconnecting with his family with his Bible in one hand and a phone in the other. Imagine that. It's a new film from the whole family, from writer and director Brad Silverman, who gave us Grace Unplugged, and now he gives a Selfie Dad, and it stars nationally known Christian comedian Michael Jr. And Michael, I've got to say, yes, Christian comedian, but man, you're on the big screen. Of course, you were on the big screen with War Room, but here it is. You had to carry the whole enchilada. I mean, you're the guy.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man. I enjoy doing this movie, and I enjoy a bunch of the other cool stuff I've been able to do, like The Tonight Show a few times, Comedy Central, right. Jimmy Kimmel and stuff, Oprah, not like do Oprah, like just, that sounds weird. So, yeah, I've had a lot of fun, man, TED Talks, and now this movie, Selfie Dad, is like really, 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 really cool. I'm excited. It's not a comedy, but you're going to laugh when you watch it, and for sure you're going to be inspired. So I'm pumped that this thing is going directly to people's homes on Father's Day weekend. We were going to put it in theaters, but now, because of the virus, we're actually going directly to people's homes on Father's Day weekend with a movie called Selfie Dad. How bananas is that?
That is so. It is. It is so cool. And Venus, since you brought it up, this has been a new part of the conversation these days, is because of all these theater closings and what some of these movie houses, or these production companies are realizing, and that streaming can be very successful, and they've got great results. So now you're going, you know, right away into streaming video on demand. And, you know, the return for the investment on these production companies has been very positive. What do you think about the future with, you know, how they're going to be able to work this out when movie houses are able to come back full time? But now you have streaming taking over. How's that going to blend?
Well, I think what's probably going to happen is popcorn is going to go from $48 a bucket to $96 a bucket. I think that's what's going to happen. So
we're going to pay a lot more. Are you going to have to find a way to infuse the smell of popcorn into homes over these streaming lines, right?
It's smell-o-vision. That's yes. What we've invented. It's smell-o-vision.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited about the film, but I'm also just excited about how people will. Because here's the thing. Whether people are aware of it or not, whenever you laugh, whatever information is wrapped around that laughter, that actually goes into your heart. Like you retain more of that information, whether you realize it or not. So this is a film that has some ingredients that very few films have. There's family, there's inspiration, and there's comedy. And there's Bible, too. So those ingredients haven't been done together in a film. And when I watched it, in fact, I watched it again last night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I was impressed because it's a tall, handsome, good-looking dude in it. That's not the point. The point is the story is actually really, really good. So I'm really excited. And the director, as you mentioned, Brad Silverman, was savvy enough where on a number of scenes he said, "Michael, we got it, but here's what I want you to do. Do it any way you would do it,
mm-hmm.
like completely improv this entire mm-hmm. scene, and we're just not going to cut the camera." So he allowed me to improv a number of the scenes that actually made the cut of the movie. So for your listeners, I'm wondering if they'll be able to look and tell which ones were improv and made up on the spot versus the ones that were kind of laid out in the script format. Because it's really kind of a fun game. I kind of did that last night when I watched because it's been so long since we filmed it. It's really kind of cool how all of it comes together.
Well, let me take a stab at it. When you punched a hole in the wall.
Yes, very good.
What, like the did I win?
Punch a hole in the wall. The goal was to punch a hole in the wall, mm-hmm. and I had to punch it. But after I hit the wall, my response was not written down. It was all improv, for sure.
Oh, very cool.
Very good, man.
Good stuff. And the thing is, you say, you know, you take it through normal family life and interaction. You know, having a job that you're really not happy with, which is really representative, you know, according to research, about 90% of employees out there who find themselves being round pegs and square holes, so to speak, the way I identify it. And they're just not happy with the job they're doing. And this is where you find yourself at the start of the movie, right?
Absolutely. There's a lot of people who do not like Monday mornings, mm-hmm. and I think a good shift that people can make, and I think this film kind of helps that shift as well. If you could start asking, "What can I give?" as opposed to "What can I get?" it actually will change even your current job position, because what people are really looking for is true fulfillment, and they're looking for to know what their purpose is. Mm-hmm. So, as a side note, I use my comedy really to comedically inspire people to walk a purpose. But right. One of the places where people are missing it. So I had an event a while ago, and I kind of talk to the audience sometime, kind of go off the cuff. I have a podcast called Off the Cuff that kind of highlights that.
There you go, improvising again. You just can't help yourself, can you?
Boom. There it is. So I go off the cuff with this audience member. I'm like, "Hey, what do you do?" And he says, "Mechanic." And I said, "What does that mean to you?" And he said, "It means I get paid to fix cars." So we talked for a little while. I shared some of these methods I like to share with people. By the end of our conversation, he said, "You know what, Michael, actually what I do is I help people reach their desired destination."
Mm-hmm.
So his job didn't change. His mindset on what he does changes. He started asking the question, "What can I give?" as opposed to "What can I get?" And it really changed his outlook about Monday morning, because now when the single mom shows up, he's not looking at it like, "Oh, now I got to fix her car. She didn't know how to change the oil." No, he gets to say, "Wow, I get to help these kids go on a vacation this year.
Exactly.
I get to help these kids get to school to get their education." So it changed everything in a significant way. And that's really what I'm about with regards to my comedy. And mm-hmm. this movie, Selfie Dad, is all about doing that as well in a really cool way, inspiring people. Because, again, when you laugh, your heart is open.
Exactly.
So I want to make a deposit that's going to have a lasting change. So that's what we do across the board, not just in this movie, but across the board. That's what we're all about.
Michael Jr., what a gold nugget here, you know, that you just shared with people. And I hope they don't let it fall to the ground and that they just let it go and step over it. I mean, that is awesome. I mean, that's purpose. That's living with intention with your life and being a blessing. And when you are being a blessing to others and you realize the job that maybe it wasn't your choice, but maybe it was God's choice for you. So then it's a matter of adjusted perspective, and now you're enlarged as a result of that, and you just blessed the heck out of our audience with that illustration. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, that's cool, man. I mean, literally, that's what I get to do. Like, we actually created a course called Funny How Life Works mm-hmm. that helps people walk through the process of understanding what it is they're called to do based off of their setup and what they already have. Your setup is what you receive, but your punchline is what you're called to deliver. And a lot of people think in order to be fulfilled, they just need more setup. If I could just get married, if I can get this degree, I can start this business. What you really need to know is, what are you called to deliver?
Right.
What is your punchline? So I'm pumped and excited about that. Hope if people want to know more about that, they can go to MichaelJr.com and get on the list, and we'll tell you all about it.
That's awesome. This is a book, Michael. Do you understand this? What you're sharing with us is a book.
Wow.
It really is.
I'm glad you're saying that.
No, I'm telling you for sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
no, this is great.
That is awesome.
Well, Selfie Dad, you work with quite a cast. I mean, we're talking the Queen of Clean herself, who's a comedian, Shonda Pierce.
Yeah, Shonda. She actually plays my boss.
Yes.
Shonda Pierce plays my boss in this movie, and
she's kicking some booty around there. You know, she's slinging it big time.
yeah, which wasn't a stretch for her. Let's be real. No, I'm just playing.
So, it seemed natural.
Yeah. And she's hilarious and so easy to be around and so giving. Like, she's just really, really a giving. I mean, that's what she's built her career really on, giving to people. So
mm-hmm.
I really appreciate Shonda Pierce.
And then we saw Karen Abercrombie, of course, from War Room. She was Miss Claire there, but no, she was more herself in Selfie Dad, right?
Yeah, she was. She did a really great job, and she hit a line in the movie really good. It was kind of poking fun at Christian movies, yet it's in the middle of a Christian movie. So
yes,
that gives you a feel for what it is we're pulling off here. But it's not. I think non-Christians can see this movie and get a lot out of it because, again, whenever you laugh, you're going to remember more. Like, if I ask you what your favorite commercial is right now, you're not necessarily going to say, oh, it's that commercial about the guy who teaches people how to cut grass. No, you're going to go to a Geico commercial. You're going to make
yes.
it something that is funny.
Yes.
You remember it. So the same thing here. The thought process is, if we can get people to laugh at least a little bit and then remember the truths about what God's word can do for an individual, we could create some positive change. And what a better time than to make people aware of this than right now with all of this stuff that we're going through. So
yeah, people are looking.
Really excited about
people
that.
Have a lot of questions. They have more questions than answers right now, Michael Jr., and they need encouragement like ever before. And they're realizing, just as you did in the movie, you get to that point where you're the end of yourself and you say, hey, should we pray? Why not pray? Why not ask God, right?
Yes. Great point. I hadn't even thought about that connection right there. Wow, really good stuff, man.
Well, see, you inspire me.
Watch the movie.
Yeah, for real. I mean, that's what we do.
Wow.
I mean, I knew I was going to be talking to you, and I had to bring my A game when I'm talking to you. I just can't fake it around you. And now I know more so why, buddy. So, no, this is really
like
good
it.
Stuff. So we got about a minute left here, Michael. Again, want to remind everybody the movie is going to premiere nationwide on June the 12th. It's going to be immediately available, which I think is cool, on video on demand and all the streaming services. And how can people connect with the movie and, you know, see the trailer and, you know, get excited? And, you know, I think by then we'll be able to have family and maybe some, you know, maybe 10 people parties around the nation watching Selfie Dad. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm going to do it anyway. I bring anybody, before people come to my house, I just take a blood test, a swab, a blood cell. So I'm going to have people over my house anyway. So what they can do is they can go to MichaelJr.com/movie, or they can go to SelfieDadMovie.com and get all the information.
Michael Jr., Selfie Dad, coming nationwide on June the 12th. Michael, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. God bless.
Yo, you're awesome. You're awesome, man. Thanks a lot, bro.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Looking for that